Hey there, ladies and gentlemen. This is Ross Goldberg, and I have an interview today with a friend of mine, and we'll get into that in a few moments. I'm going to do this a little differently from what you're probably used to. First, I'm going to tell a story because my friend hasn't heard it either. My friend is Jason Fladlein, and we'll get to introducing him shortly. Jason, you want to say a quick hello before I get started?
Yeah, hello, and good to talk to you again, Ross. The last time I saw you was in San Diego about a year ago.
Was it that long? Wow.
Yeah, might have been.
Yeah, it must have been. That's crazy. I didn't realize it'd been that long. So, well, let's dive right in, and I'll tell this interesting story. So, just like most people, I'm on about 100 different lists, and there's a few that I look at for a few different things. And maybe 3-4 times a year, I'll find something with limited resale rights and get excited about it and do the quick research in 5-10 minutes and see if it's a market I can nail. And if I feel I can take over the market, I'll buy this product with limited resale rights. And I happened to get an email from an old friend promoting a WordPress cloning plugin that's, quote, very easy to use. It was not cheap. It was $300. I usually don't spend that much on these kind of products, but got excited about it, checked the market, and said, you know what, no, whoever else buys this from him can't play with me. I'll take it. So paid him $300, got access to the product, and instead of testing it, which is what I should have done, I immediately started updating their copy, fixing their images. They were pretty nasty. I created a new e-cover, all that kind of stuff, and spent 3-4 hours on this sales page to get it to a level where I felt it would convert better. So I'm done with that and go back to working on other stuff for a couple days and then go back to it. And I'm about to set up this site so I can mail my customers and all this other stuff. So one of the things that I wanted to do was have a video on the page. They had a video where they showed a blog being cloned, so I figured it would be very easy. And I have like 20 different blogs. So uploaded it to the one on my big server. I have a very expensive server with most of my websites on it. Put in all the settings and click clone. And it said, There was an error. So I was floored. I'm like, okay, this could be a problem because my server is set up. It's optimized for WordPress. In fact, I just paid someone a bunch of money to fix any errors with my server, blah, blah, blah. So then I go to a special blog host that I have. Upload it there. Click clone. Nothing. Once again, I get an error. So at this point, I'm getting really, really concerned because I can't sell this thing if it doesn't work. So I go to my final hosting plan. That's a plan that I use for sites I don't want people to know are mine. Happen to have a WordPress blog there, did it again, and once again, the same issue. And the errors were actually different for 2 out of the 3 blogs, but all that matters is that the thing didn't work. So immediately I'm smoking pissed. I mean, I charge a few $100 an hour for consulting. So this was a huge waste of my time. I edited the copy. I created new graphics. I mean, I did all the stuff needed to optimize this product for me to be able to sell it. And then I couldn't. So I was pissed. I immediately went to PayPal. I said, you know what? This thing does not work. I want a refund. This was a total waste of my energy, total waste of my time, and there's no way I can sell this to my customers. Mind you, on the page, it said very clearly, no refunds. So I was pretty concerned. So immediately I get a response. The plugin works just fine. You just need the new version, which, by the way, I had just gotten, which was what got me to actually go and think, maybe I should test this thing out before I start selling it. So I had the newest version. I said, no, not going to happen. I escalated it to a PayPal claim. And they didn't even bother responding. So I got my refund eventually. It was about 2 weeks with no response from them, so PayPal sided with me, gave me my money back. So I go and do a little research, and I'm not going to name call this guy, but I find out that this programmer is a total scam artist. He had a post in the Digital Point forums with over 100 pages of responses where he promised people, if you pay me $300, I'll make you $1,600 within a month. And total scam artist. I also found out he ripped off a friend of mine. He was helping with a service, a traffic linking service, and tried to go behind my buddy's back and replicate the system without him. So the guy turned out to be a total scam artist, and in hindsight, I didn't make a lot of the best choices I'd ever made, but that led me to the position that I'm in now, where I had a domain name, I became very interested in this and wanted to sell it. However, I didn't want to have my programmer create it because I found something very interesting. I found that someone I know and trust had already had something that looked like it would really work. And now, that's why we're on the phone with Jason. So, Jason, why don't you tell people a little bit about what you've got?
Sure, sure. I'd be glad to, Ross. Basically, we were in a position like where you were, where we looked at the market. Like you're saying, you looked at it from a reseller perspective and said, there's some opportunity here. So we actually went and developed it ourselves and for our own business, first of all, because cloning a blog, you might think, well, why would you want to do that? Well, we set up a lot of systems that do things that make us money, and the quicker we can do those things, the more ROI we get. And a lot of that has to do with building certain different types of websites, like niche websites, squeeze pages, sell letters, any website you name, right? You can clone it if you build it properly in WordPress. So we decided we're going to set up a cloner because we were getting clients that were paying us to move blogs and simple stuff like that. So we're like, this is an opportunity. And then, of course, we want to offer it to customers because if we love it and we want to use it, then obviously other people do. So we created this thing called WP Twin. And it was very hard. First of all, we ran into a lot of the issues you initially were talking about, Ross, where we were trying different things out. Some things were working with some servers but not other servers. And what we basically found, to clone a WordPress properly, it can't be a plugin, actually. That's the biggest problem because there's a few other people offer the service, but almost always it's a plugin. But if you think about it, that's inside of WordPress. And so if something goes on inside of WordPress, that could render your plugin useless. You know what I mean? So literally this thing operates outside of WordPress, and it clones the database, if you will, of all the information that's inside WordPress. And then you can deploy it on any place you want, on a new domain, on the same domain in a different folder, or what have you. And what's really cool is it'll work with any version past 2.4, and I don't think anybody uses anything before 2.4, and it might work. We had never tested it that low, but it'll take, if you install WordPress 3, but you wanted to clone something that was WordPress 2.84, it'll automatically revert that for you because, again, it's not built inside of WordPress. It's built outside of WordPress, which is great because if you ever update the plugins on the other plugins, it might cause stuff to break. And you're like, before I ever update anything now, I take a couple seconds to click, you know, clone, and then I can update or whatever, you know. So that's the basic story on it.
Very cool. And it's funny that you bring up that a plugin can't do it because I said that. In my research, that's what I found, and that's what drew me to your product and caught my attention, that it was done differently from the others. I found that there was a WordPress cloning plugin that was made freely available in a forum.
Right.
It was just the PHP script where all you needed to do was copy and save it as .php, and you could upload it. But again, there was no way it could work, and my logic behind it was that when you're using an SQL database, that's on your server. WordPress can communicate with it, but I can't see it being able to pull that information properly in the right way where you could easily deploy that back out and just use it again.
Yeah, to get it to work properly, there's a lot of moving parts that you've got to do. And, of course, you and I know this. All servers are different. And so sometimes the permissions will work differently for this server than this server. You know, when we initially tested ours, we had issues with GoDaddy initially because – anybody who's ever been around the block knows GoDaddy hosting leaves a lot to be desired, to be nice. And so when we encountered these problems, what's so great is because we were working independently, we were of WordPress, we were able to write a tweak into the script that says, hey, if you encounter this issue and it doesn't work, then bypass it and do this instead. And so very quickly we got GoDaddy working, we got DreamHost working, and all the major servers are now working, and we've battle-tested at over 2,000 users. so we haven't been anything that we haven't been able to fix right now. But the other interesting thing that we have to talk about if we're talking about cloning blogs is security. And what I found with a lot of these programs out there, whether they are a plugin or a script or what have you, Ross, is that they would name the clone almost the same thing. Like some of these programs would name it like clone.php or whatever. And I'm like, any hacker who's worth his weight in salt is going to scour the internet for the same file name, and they're going to pull and they're going to try to steal everybody's clone that they can, you know, or to even do more malicious stuff where they could tweak things, and I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of different security issues when you're cloning something that's going on your server, and if you're not being smart about it, then other people, that leaves a back door for other people to get in. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, and I've been attacked previously by hackers for different reasons. In the beginning of my business, I guess I was too much of a dick that people didn't like me. So,
you spoke the truth. That was the problem.
Well, eventually I realized that doesn't make money, but at that point, it was just easy for me to be me and not worry about being friendly. So I've been hacked, and I've been attacked and had all kinds of craziness happen. Thankfully, I had friends that didn't think I was a dick and were happy to help. But it's things that I never could have fixed. So you're absolutely right. As far as security is concerned, that's incredibly foolish. I mean, any membership script I've ever used, the first thing they have you do is remove the install or setup file.
Right.
Because anyone that knows anything about that stuff, they could easily go in, reinstall it somewhere, change the password, and now you lose your database. You can lose your money. I've had people get paid for my products before in the past by hacking the scripts that I used.
Yeah, so the cool thing, Ross, is first of all, it's nice to do that, but I always thought it was a pain to go in there and remember to delete it. So for ours, some of the security things are, first of all, when you create a clone, it'll timestamp it for you, and it'll create this very, very unique name every single time because it's time-based, and it goes down to, like, I don't know how many milliseconds, but it'd be impossible for anybody to scour the internet and find it. Not impossible, because nothing's impossible, but as close as you're going to get, right? The second thing is when you have, like, if somebody goes to, you know, wp20.php on your server, which is the file name you use, only the people that can get in are the people that know your WordPress username and password. Because if you're not logged into the admin panel before you clone, it'll say, whoa, hold on a second. You know, make sure you log in first, and then you can just click the login. And as soon as you're done logging in, it'll automatically redirect you back there. So the only people that can play with it, so to speak, on the cloning end of it, are people that can log into your WordPress admin panel, which should be you, you know, and maybe an outsource worker or two if you have that, but nobody else can touch that. The other cool thing is on the deployment, when you want to deploy it on a new site, you upload the script and you upload the zip file that it creates for you of the clone, and it'll say to you, do you want to clean up afterwards? Basically, do you want to remove this, the deploy file and the clone that you made? And those are automatic by default checked. So that way when you click deploy, all that stuff is automatically taken care of in the background, because security was a big important issue with us. We're like, we want to make sure people can't find these clones. So I can't take a clone of your site or make a clone of your site unless I was you. And at the same time, we don't want to make sure people can grab this other stuff after the clones are made and go in and grab those as well, or replace them with other files when you're cloning and things like that. And so, again, surprisingly, and I don't think a lot of these people think as marketers, Ross. I think they think as programmers. But there was other solutions out there that were like, we're like looking at this and saying anybody can hack these things, even if they don't know hacking. I mean, some of these things were as simple as finding the file name on your server and downloading it. And so we looked at it from a marketer's and a business person's perspective. We're like, we got to make sure this is in. Can't be a plugin. It's got to be independent. And it's got to have all these things that play with all these different servers. And then it's got to have the security. And there's three levels of security. One, it automatically removes the files for you. Two, you can only do it after you've logged into WordPress as an admin. And three, it cleans up after yourself after you run a deploy on a new site.
That's really cool stuff. That was something I didn't even realize.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize it. I mean, you can't really sell it. It's not a hot hook to sell it on the sales letter, but it's something that's definitely important to have that we've included.
That's great, man. There was one thing. Now, there were two things, actually. First and foremost, I know that you're going to support this product. That was something that as an affiliate, I don't promote that much. In fact, I think I sent my list to the blog and let them do their thing. My goal is to market this through Google. So the first thing was that I knew you would support this product that you've created.
Right.
And obviously we've already even discussed that you've had to make tweaks and things like that, and that's just how it goes when you have a software product. It's got to evolve. And there are a lot of people out there that will release something and then just leave it to die.
Right.
I knew you wouldn't be that way. So I also trust your partner in this venture through my relationship with him with Stompernet.
Right. Yeah, he's a Stompernet faculty member. Yep.
So I was there. I think he got promoted to faculty right after I left the company. But Brad and I are still buddies, and he was around while I was there. So I knew the two of you would at least back your stuff up. I mean, this was a nightmare what I dealt with the,
yeah.
the one that I was going to resell. It was insane. I mean, I couldn't believe it even went that way. So the clincher, we'll call it, was your marketplace.
Oh, yeah.
I was hooked immediately when I saw that, because I think that's just brilliant. Wait, why don't you tell me and our listeners about the marketplace a little bit?
Yeah, the marketplace, and right now we're trying to develop it out with some of our own created. So we've literally hired full-time staff to develop clones. But here's the marketplace, and anybody can use this who has a script. It's, say you create your own clone. Like, we had a guy, he created a clone of his own. He had his own software application, his own plugin application for WordPress. And instead of having to configure the plugin, he says, hey, if you buy it, you get this already custom-made clone for you. And so it's like people were like going there, and we split the profits 50-50 with anybody who's created a clone that we deem as passable, meaning that we send it to somebody in support and make sure that it actually works, the clone does, so we test it. And then, of course, we make sure it's nice and what we consider valuable for the price they ask before we put it in the marketplace. But those people who create clones, custom-made clones, can sell the clones, if you will. And then the other part of the marketplace is people ask for clones. And so a lot of people were asking for clones on, we want ready-made niche sites with pre-populated content that we can then use to build further or rewrite, spin it, whatever. And so we had a guy create a clone that has 15 articles in the niche, in the niche of health and 15 in fitness. And you literally, and it's a nice theme, really cool, and it's got all these pre-made functions. It's got all the plugins you would want, like all-in-one SEO, et cetera. You literally buy the clone file, you upload it, and then you're like, okay, great. Now I got to start on a business. Like, we have a non-fast-forward sales letter video, which are very hot in internet marketing right now, where it's like, hey, you could set that up on your own. That takes a long time if you don't know what you're doing. And even if you know what you're doing, it takes a little bit. Or you can just buy this clone in the marketplace, and in 2 minutes or 3 minutes, it's set up for you. And so basically, it allows any user of WP Twin the ability to create a clone. If you have a clone you created and you're like, man, I think other people would buy this, you contact us. And we say, okay, great, let's see it. If we like it, yeah, we'll put it on there. And we promote it for you, because every person who has ever purchased WP Twin gets an email follow-up that says, hey, you need to know about the marketplace. Here's the marketplace. And we send people there. And I mean, we've had people make $4,000 to $6,000 just being in the marketplace, selling it. They're pre-made clones. And so the funny thing is, Ross, is a lot of people forget about that, you know. So it's a prime opportunity still for anybody who wants to create clones or, you know, use clones. That, and they make a clone, they love it, and they say, hey, I would love to sell this to other people. We do all the marketing for you, because we literally are telling all of our buyers about the marketplace. We're sending them there every time a new thing is made, whatever. And so you get free exposure, basically. If you create your own clones, you can sell them in our marketplace.
That's spectacular. That's really, really cool. It's something I had already planned to work into one of my systems. So when I saw that you did that, I immediately smiled and said, this is smart. Anything you can do to help your customers, I mean, why not do it? So
yeah,
it's good stuff. We're actually releasing something similar for one of my products in the next month or two. So very cool. And anything that we haven't discussed that really sets it apart, that makes it the only one?
Yeah, well, see, there's a few people that do, there's only a few services out there that do this. And, of course, we want to have the best one. We thought about that going, that way we have a dominant marketplace presence. And one of the things I did is I created a clone that comes with it as a bonus. And so I write a lot of sales letters, Ross, because I have a lot of products. And so I'm always doing that. So I literally created a clone that has 25 different sales letter themes in it. And these are themes that I've used. If you look at some of my products I sell, you're like, yep, there's that theme. Yep, there's that theme. So these aren't like junky themes. These are themes that I literally have used, every single one of them. And then we also had a custom-made plugin because our WP Twin, it'll clone, when I say clones everything, I mean everything. So if you have plugins in there, it clones those. If you set up your permalinks a certain way, it clones that. It clones every single thing. And so you get this clone as a bonus if you invest in it that not only has the 25 themes installed for self-letter so you can one-click what theme style you want, but it has this plugin that formats self-letters. So with one click, you can add an order form that's perfectly formatted the way that I have found that converts best for me. It has testimonials with one click, stuff on right and left-hand sidebars, like little call-out text or whatever, one-click highlight stuff in one click. And it also has 7 fill-in-the-blank self-letter templates in one click. So if you don't want to start from scratch, you literally take this clone, install it in like 2 minutes or less. You pick the theme you want, and then you can click on 1 through 7 on the templates. And you can start with a fill-in-the-blank template, and then you just fill in the blanks and hit submit. And, I mean, that is a bonus that comes with it free of charge that honestly could sell on its own for more than what WP Twin is offered at. But you look at all these other people, Ross, that sell supposed cloning stuff. Most of them are plugins. Most of them don't have the security function that's enabled. Most of them don't support that. And, I mean, when we have 2,000 people like we have and you have less than a 3% refund rate that's on a piece of software, that tells you the support. And then, of course, there's also the fact of this bonus. Nobody else is even creating a bonus. They're like, here you go, figure it out. We're like, hey, we'll also get you started. And then when you throw the marketplace on top of that, it's clear to see where someone like you is like, yes, I'm going to get behind this as opposed to the other options because there really is no other options when you get down to it. You know what I mean?
Well, especially after I saw the ways that yours was so different from everyone else's, I would literally have had to knock you off, and that's not my style. So I immediately went to your support desk and said, let's do an interview, dude. I really want to talk about this and talk about why yours is different from everybody else's. And I think we've covered pretty much everything there is to cover. Is there anything else you can think of that's worth mentioning?
No, not really. Basically, it in most cases it works super fast. I'll tell you one thing. Oh, yeah, there is one thing. Like anything, occasionally you come across a problem. One thing that we found that happens very, very rarely with WP Twin is if, say, you got a blog and you got these weird plugins that are made by somebody who doesn't know how to make WordPress plugins, sometimes they'll leave all this info in the database. And we have a better way of handling that than any other one we've tested because we bought all the other ones and tested them. But there's still this occasional time, like we're talking once out of every 500 or 1,000 uses from our users, where it will time out because the database can't keep feeding that information in when it's closing. So in the past, our support would manually handle that for people and get it taken care of for them. But we're actually now changing the script over to Ajax. Which means that it'll automatically refreshes on the fly. And so we've even eliminated, even though that's like a microscopic problem and one of the few that, I mean, one of the only ones that we know of now, and it's so microscopic, we've even went the step of eliminating that problem, and that'll be eliminated very soon. And, of course, anybody who gets this always gets free lifetime updates, so that'll be included. So it just goes to show you, again, the fact is, you know, we have a full-time programmer on staff. We have 3 full-time support people on staff. Just to make sure, even though we get very little support in the end of the day compared to the other ones, I'm going to be here for a while, so I want to make sure everything's taken care of. So the free lifetime updates, and we're constantly making things even just a little bit better every single time we can.
Well, as a software provider, too, I get it, and that's really cool that you're supporting it the right way. I recently have seen a rash of blog posts and statements from people questioning the integrity in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, and I posted one myself, and I'm watching these roller coasters of launches, and it's not just the $37 ClickBank products, it's the $2,000 Guru products too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to blast anybody. I mean, again, that's not something I do anymore, but it's just horrendous. I mean, I've talked to people who've dropped $50,000 on training, and they're still newbies.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow. I knew that you would be one of the guys that really stands behind your stuff, you, Robert, your crew of people, that really, you don't charge a college degree to give someone the magic bullet. the sales letter template was the other thing that caught me. It's amazing. I forgot about it, but
well, I mean, there's so much good stuff. It's hard to remember it all, right?
Well, absolutely. I mean, and I do similar stuff, so it was really cool to just see all the different things. As someone who went from writing the worst sales copy on earth to putting together a letter that's done millions of dollars, I get it, and it's not easy. It is hard to write a sales letter on your own, especially if you don't have the experience or know how to do it.
Right.
To give them the plug-and-play template, I mean, that saves $2,000 to $5,000.
Oh,
and,
yeah, exactly.
That's just ridiculous in itself, and it's not like you're charging $2,000 to $3,000. Jason's plugin is under $100, so just under $100, but still, the value in it, the things that you can do with it, the service is something that we really haven't discussed. Setting up your own clone.
That's a good point. Ross, is the service. We've had people who bought the script, and they literally I show them when we do the webinars on it, showing all the different capabilities. I say you could put Google alerts for things like move a blog and move blogs and clone blogs and stuff. And every time somebody says post somewhere on the internet that gets indexed in Google, it says, "Hey, I need to move a blog or whatever." You can personally email them, or you can do what we recommend, which is hire somebody to email them that says, "Hey, we provide a service for you where we move blogs or backup blogs or whatever, right?" And then you could charge them a fee that comes out to $75 an hour to $100 an hour for you, because you literally just take the script, you make the backup, and then you can either move it or just do the backups for them. So, I mean, it opens up a whole new avenue, all kinds of avenues of potential monetization streams that previously did not exist.
Absolutely. Well, even the ability to set up an optimized blog on a basic theme, you can charge $100 to set up a blog for someone, and your only real cost is if you want to do custom graphics.
Right.
The company I use is Logo Nerds. For $17, you can get a header. So if you combine the $17, once you've got the theme set up, it's very basic changes that you'd be making for someone, maybe 5 to 10 minutes. You're looking at $50 to $60 an hour, easy.
Yeah, easy. And I mean, all this is 100% outsourceable. It's not like some things which you have to be a master at to do. I mean, this is just methodical stuff. So it's easy to outsource. The other thing is people who do offline marketing. We didn't even touch on this, Ross, but we literally have clients who are using WP Twin who they just find, like, they go after dentists or optometrists or whatever, and they use the same basic clone theme for each person in a new local market. And so instead of taking 3 or 4 hours to set up a website for these people, these offline businesses, or to repair a website or whatever, make it more monetization, right? It's like they go in, they clone it, and then they change out a couple of things. And then they're like, here you go, and they charge $500 to $1,000 a pop on websites that take them, their outsourcing team, an hour or less usually to set up. And so there's a whole, if you go out there offline consultants, it's like there's a whole new opportunity there to set up websites for them and to do services for them that you can cut your time in one-tenth. And if nothing more, if you're a power blogger, you know, like Ross says, he's got 20-plus blogs. I've got 20-plus blogs. Every time I set up a new blog, I always install some of the same plugins. You know, I always configure the permalink structure a certain way. There's a lot of stuff I do over and over again the same way. And it's like you never have to do any of that again. You just take one that's already like that, clone it, and then in the future, if you do nothing more but save an hour or 2 hours or 3 hours every time you set up a blog, it's like it's worth it. It pays for itself.
1 hour of my time is worth more than $100. And
yeah, exactly.
Anytime I set up a blog – anytime I
right.
set up a blog, it's a minimum of 30 minutes.
If you want to do it right, it's got to be a minimum of at least 30 minutes. And that's if you're good, you know?
Right. Well, and that was my next point, was that I've done this over and over and over again. It's like a robotic science with me. Just to be able to set up an optimized blog with, you know, I use a Socrates theme more often than anything.
Right.
So I can set it up. I can also register it because it's a premium theme, so I don't have to register it again. I mean, it's ridiculously powerful.
It's a really good point. You said the time, and then we didn't even talk about just the security. It's like, honestly, this is a web-based script. And so I show people how I could be on a smartphone hundreds of miles away from my office, standing in line somewhere. And I'd be like, oh, time to back up this blog again. And I could just log into the internet there and click one button, or in this case, push a button on my smartphone, and it would clone it. The actual cloning process takes only seconds. And so we recommend people, we say, hey, before you update WordPress, before you add a new theme, before you add a new plugin, because all those things have been known to break your blog and cost you lots of hours fixing them, take the 3 seconds to go to where you got the cloner script at and push one button. Because that's how long it takes, about 3 seconds on average, to set up a clone. And I'm like, there you go. Just the protection and the time it'll save you there. So when you roll them all together, it's clear to see why we were so excited to create this for ourselves, first of all, and then to offer it to the marketplace. And we've done very well. Like I said, we've got over 2,000 people who use it. And the more people who use it, the better for anybody who's going to use it, because that means more people that are going to need clones in the marketplace, which you can create and sell, or there's going to be more people providing clones, which you can purchase and save a lot of money by buying those ready-made tools instead of trying to go out there and get them done, customized with somebody you're going to pay a lot of money to, you know?
Absolutely. I think we've covered just about anything under the sun. We almost missed some stuff, but we caught it. again, you can find this interview, some other blog posts about cloning a blog, values, benefits. And I actually put up a really innovative system that gave a little more detail than just running a Google alert on how you can find clients to help. So,
nice.
Yeah, good stuff. You can find that at cloneawordpressblog.com. Jason, again, thank you so much for your time. This was awesome. And you just double certified my interest in your product and wanting to help it get out to more people that I know are going to need it and use it.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Ross, for interviewing me.
My pleasure. Again, everybody, head over to cloneawordpressblog.com. Read the posts, leave some comments, and again, Jason, thanks for your time.
Thank you.